reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. About 3 years ago, I had the opportunity to hear the NBC correspondent Mike Leonard give a talk. Although I don't remember his exact words, I recall him talking about the trees that grow along the shores of Lake Michigan. He recognized that some of them looked rather weather-beaten and tended to lean in one direction, while others stood straight and full of leaves. He inquired about this and came to discover that the tallest of the trees were the ones that were bent over and weather-beaten, and they were like that because they took the brunt of the waves, wind, and ice that attacked the shoreline during rain or snowstorms, and in essence, they served as a protector of the smaller trees from such damage. Jesus states very clearly in the Gospel that we are to let our light shine, that we are to use the gifts we have been given in order that others may see our good works and give glory to God. I have to admit that when I consider using my gifts for what they are intended, I sometimes imagine that things usually turn out fairly well in the end. I like to think that the light of my good works inevitably leads to immediate conversion and transformation of those around me. My musings end in such a way that both others and I are left standing tall and in full bloom as a result of the effectiveness of the shining light emanating from my gifts. What I often forget, though, is that there is a cost to allowing our light to shine, just as there is a cost to the tall trees along the shores of Lake Michigan. What I have to remember is that the shining light of my gifts can cause others to bristle, to chafe, to become uncomfortable, or to do everything in their power to keep the status quo. They are like the wind, waves, and ice that beat against the tall trees of the lakeshore. I am reminded of Dom Helder Camara, who once said, "Why is it that when I feed the poor, I'm called a saint, but when I ask why the poor have no food, I'm called a communist?" Because of his defense of the poor, Dom Helder was silenced by the Brazilian government for 13 years. Nelson Mandela endured 20-some years of house arrest because of his actions against apartheid in South Africa. Dorothy Stang was shot to death because of her support of the people of the rainforest in Brazil. Ardith Platy, Carol Gilbert, and Jackie Hudson withstood prison on several occasions because of their civil disobedience against nuclear armament in the United States. These are among the more famous who take seriously the command to let your light shine. And there are still countless others whose names are anonymous, but who give glory to God by using their gifts to protest against war and unjust laws, or to stop drug and sex trafficking, gang and gun violence, or to attempt to assist those who are impoverished, abused, or socially disregarded. Despite desperate measures to douse their light, the gospel message has only continued to burn brightly because of their faithful witness. For many of us, we won't be asked to give our lives or even spend one night in jail. But the call to let our light shine is no less ours than it was for those upon whose shoulders we stand. We do so in acts such as a parent staying up with a sick child, a caseworker doing all she can to reunite family members, or by lending our voices on behalf of the immigrant, the oppressed, the famine-stricken. The daily effort to remain faithful to our baptismal promises and the call of discipleship will no doubt leave us weather-beaten and bent over from the resistance we may experience. but it will also leave us confident and basking in God's Spirit, which burns brightly through us, in us, and around us when we stand tall and let our light shine.